Hello?
Hello, my name is Chris. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. Okay. Thank you. I can hear you better as well.
Yes, I'm sure.
Okay, so we were on this question. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are being undermined in our country today. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with this is being undermined on or under threat. A 5 means that you somewhat agree this is being threatened or undermined. And 0 means that you do not think it is being threatened or undermined at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
The first one is freedom to protest the police or government.
What was 10 again?
10 was strongly agree it is being threatened or undermined.
Okay.
5 me.
I'm going to say 5.
Thank you. Ensuring that everyone has equal access to voting.
I'm going to say 0.
The right to bear arms.
I'm going to say 8.
Police that treat everyone the same.
I'm going to say 5.
Equal economic opportunities for all.
I'm going to say, let's see. I'm going to say 3.
Thank you. A commitment to Christian ideals.
I'm going to say 10.
Immigration to this country?
I'm going to say 10 is threatened, right? Is
that strongly agree it is being threatened or undermined?
Ask me the question again as far as
immigration to this country. 0 means that you do not agree it is being threatened.
I don't think they're doing a good job at stopping it, so I'm not sure exactly how to answer that. I don't think immigration is being threatened. I think they're not.
You're halfway there. So on the scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you do not agree it's being threatened or undermined at all, 5 means you somewhat agree it's being threatened or undermined, and 10 means that you agree it's being threatened or undermined.
All right. Did you mean just regular immigration, people coming in legally or illegally? That's the thing.
It is a general question. Yeah, it just says immigration to this country.
Yeah, well, that's a big.
Okay, we can leave
it there.
We can leave it then.
Yeah, because there's a difference between coming in legally and coming in illegally, so I can't answer that.
Okay, that's fine. And the next one is, now I'm going to read you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with a statement, 5 means that you somewhat agree with a statement, and 0 means you do not agree with a statement at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10.
Okay.
The first one is, and with this one, by the way, before we continue, we're about to be finished with a survey, so please bear with me for a couple more minutes.
Okay.
Now, every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future, but sadly, this is not the case for many lower-income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind.
I strongly agree with that. So is that a 10?
That is a 10, yes.
Okay.
Or any number, depending on...
Yeah, 10 is fine.
Okay. Okay. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may be not at risk yet, this is a slippery slope, and if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents.
I'm going to say that's probably an 8 for me.
Okay. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. So let me ask you once again to please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote next year, and 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number between 0 and 10 once again.
10. I will vote.
Thank you. Now, switching gears for the last time, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
12th grade.
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single,
married, separated?
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Thank you very much. And the last question, finally. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay. And this concludes our survey.
I have friends that are, though, so I don't know if that matters or not.
We're interested in your opinion and... your demographic in a specific.
Well,
so.
Each to their own. That's the way I look at it.
Thank you. You're free right now. So thank you very much for bearing with me for a couple of minutes.
Yes, and thank you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.